Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Okay, hello everyone.
Hello.
Kristen and Megan, we're excited to be talking to you guys about rest today.
Yes.
But before we get into rest, and you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, all you girls ever talk about is rest. But it's funny because we started this ministry really because we were both so busy.
Right. All the time.
All the time. Between you being a teacher and mom and all the organizations, I mean, that you've been part of, all your community activities.
Right.
And church.
And you and four kids. And
all the things.
Four kids.
Yeah. And so we kind of started this just as two friends, just looking to have a moment where we could kind of get away, but also just to center ourselves before we go back into the crazy.
Right.
But this month, as we're talking about rest and we're talking about learning things, I think what we've both learned by this point in our journey with being moms and being career women and being, you know, active with things is you go through different seasons where sometimes you cut things out, but then you go through other seasons where it feels like you've got a lot going on.
Right.
And that's part of the growth, I think, for finding rest in those seasons is admitting like, yeah, life is going to be busy
right
now. Raising children takes work. Working takes work.
And energy.
Yeah. And so embracing that, embracing the hustle and bustle, but it's not necessarily from this place of distraction all the time, but it's more from a place of we're moving throughout our days and we're doing our best to be present with every activity that we're doing. Right.
Exactly. Well, and like you said, like, I loved that you said you have to amend. Like, sometimes I have seasons of rest where I really feel like I'm fulfilled.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have seasons where I can't remember the last time I had meaningful rest. And so I think you're right. Like, with just starting school back, it creates a new rhythm. And no season is the same.
Yeah.
So you have to amend what you're doing and how you're getting it.
That's right.
That makes sense. And so, and we don't mean just necessarily, you know, getting your eight night of sleep at night, but we do mean that, but we don't necessarily mean that too. That's a critical part of who we are.
Yeah.
But like making sure our rest is finding that fulfillment, that soul rest.
And it kind of goes back to what's going to center you as you go throughout your days.
Right.
You know, because sometimes when I am so busy and I do all the things, like, sometimes I want to numb out and watch Netflix.
Right, or scroll.
Or whatever. And again, if that's a temporary thing.
Right.
But is that really going to center me long term?
Right. Or does it give you the instant gratification, but the numbness?
Just to check out for a second, you know? And I think it's okay to sometimes need to check out for a second.
Right.
I think it's okay if you need, you know, a little break here and there from the busyness. But ultimately, I think, again, where I'm at, I think where you are too, like on this journey of rest, it's just like as you travel through the day and as you bebop from class to class or schedule to schedule, it's just about what centers you and what calms you as you move, you know?
And what gives you that lasting fulfillment? Because I know for me, like, I have limited my social media time to 10 minutes a day. And that is all the time I need to check out.
Yeah.
Any more than that, and I find myself just going numb.
Yeah.
And so that's that is, there's a line between, like, yes, we need to check out momentarily, but at the same time, like, if I need full fulfillment, mm-hmm. it's not in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, indulging, but knowing when you're not getting what you need to out of it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think for me, this summer I read a book, and it's called Sanctuary by Denise Hughes, and it's about cultivating a quiet heart in a noisy and demanding world. And it's a 31-day devotional. And one of the days, she was talking about Psalm 27:4. And she says, I've asked one thing from the Lord. This is what I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And, you know, she was kind of talking about the same thing, about feeling distracted and numb and, like, being busy. And, I mean, even as we're recording this, we've got kids running around. I mean, that's just the season that we're in.
I'm giving the shit here.
And so, but we're embracing it,
right?
I mean, you embrace it. But when you think about this verse about, you know, the one thing that David desired here is to dwell in the house of the Lord.
Right.
And yes, to go to church, every, you know, on Sundays and Wednesday, that is the house of the Lord. And oh, does it feel so good to go to church, right. worship, see people, fellowship, pray. It's amazing.
Right.
But where, you know, I might not be able to get to the church on a Tuesday
right.
at lunch to right. pray because I might be in a work meeting,
right.
you know? And so I'm so grateful that you can do that,
right.
you know, and have that opportunity. But to dwell in the house of the Lord is, how do I take my center to the Lord
right.
during that lunch meeting? How do I center myself during car line? How do I move throughout my day? Because it's a lot to juggle. Like, okay, I got to start out in, you know, that self-care time early morning before
right.
anyone else gets up.
Right.
That's got to be my self-care time. Working out, devotions, getting
right.
myself ready, out the door, and then getting all the kids up and going. You know, then the gear switches
right.
to, okay, now I got to be mom.
Right.
I got to get everyone out the door.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, we go drop off at school, and then it's work. So I put on that work hat. And so
right.
then my shift, you know, I shift my focus
Constantly.
To serving others.
Right.
You know? But then at the end of the day, you pick the kids up, and it's all about practice and cheering them on. And
right.
So, like, as you go through the day, you're constantly, like, picking up one hat and putting another one on. And I guess what I've learned so far on this journey is you're always going to be wearing a hat.
Always.
You're always going to be wearing some kind of hat.
Right.
So, as you're doing that, how is the Lord with you? How do you dwell in His
right.
house as you are moving from thing to thing?
Well, and I love the word dwell. So, like, the word dwell is like, I'm not asleep in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not checked out in the house
yeah.
of the Lord. Like, I am actively dwelling.
That's right.
And the house of the Lord for me right now is just wherever I'm at. It's
yeah.
my car,
yeah.
which I spend hours in.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it is, yes, my quiet morning time, but it's my classroom.
Yeah.
Like, on my planning break.
Yeah.
So, dwelling is that active thought. And the house of the Lord is my church on Sunday, but it is my classroom on Wednesday.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. Amen to that.
So
and
it's
your
you
home. Yeah,
right.
It's that place where you can reside. And to dwell actually means to reside or to lodge.
Right.
So this isn't an apartment. We're not,
right.
or it's not a hotel.
We're not checking in.
We're not checking in and out.
Right.
We're meant to reside there and to live there and to take up room
right.
there. We're meant to get messy
exactly.
in the house of the Lord. We're meant to relax and sleep and rest in that
right.
sense. You know, I mean, we went to the beach recently and it was so beautiful to sit out there. And I felt like I was in the house of the Lord, you know. But also, as you go throughout your day, I think it's just embracing that it is anywhere.
I do too.
So I think that's just our little nugget that
yeah.
we want to leave with people
yeah.
today is it is a journey.
It is.
And I don't want us to beat ourselves
no.
up. That's part of the learning process too, is how do we positively move throughout our days, recognizing the season that we're in.
Right.
And instead of beating ourselves up if we didn't get to do something, how do we just recenter and refocus and keep right. going?
I agree.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it too.
I like that verse.
Well, good. Well, thanks. I'm glad we got to talk today. Yeah.
Yes.
So fun.
Glad you're with us.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about the Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is the Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.